This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 20th, 2022, looking ahead to tomorrow, the 21st. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. You can also email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com with any feedback you may have. Today, I'm going to talk about the Max Fried-Logan Webb face-off, Luis Robert getting it done against solid Blue Jays pitching and Jose Berrios and others. Then we're going to move on to talk about Byron Buxton's matchup tomorrow, which I think is going to be a good one against Aaron Saval. And finally, talking about the Cardinals and Brewers matchup, which I feel like is going to be a hit parade. Moving on to the leaderboards for the 20th and first for top exit velocity is Franchy Cordero at 117.9 miles per hour. Luis Roberts in second at 113.3, O'Neill Cruz in third at 112.9, Travis d'Arnaud at 111.5, Austin Riley at 110.9 miles per hour. Luis Robert has the longest distance on the day at 436 feet. Travis d'Arnaud in second at 418 feet. Tyrone Taylor in third at 416. Josh Lau in fourth at 415. And Josh Harrison in fifth at 412 miles per hour. Top pitch velocity belongs to Camilo Duvall through and through. The 1-5 spots topping out at 101.0. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough to get past the Braves. Swing and misses goes to Trevor Rogers in first with a count of 24. Even though he didn't get it done against the Mets. And Corbin Burns is in second with a count of 20. David Peterson in third with a count of 19. Max Fried and Logan Webb ended up duking it out like I figured they would. Neither of them ended up getting the win or the loss. Kenley Jansen ended up getting the win for the Braves, and Camilo Duvall ended up taking the loss for the Giants. But both of them pitched outstanding through seven innings. Webb ended up giving up six hits, one earned run, got seven strikeouts. Fried, through seven innings, ended up giving up five hits, just one earned run, two walks, whereas Webb had zero. He got eight strikeouts, bringing his ERA to 2.77 on the season, whereas Webb's ERA is sitting at 3.26. Large difference in the amount of hard hit balls from Fried and Webb. Webb had nine hard hit balls against him, whereas Fried only had five hard hit balls against him. It's a very good sign for Max Fried. Seems like he's gaining more and more steam as the season's going on. Solid pick move to throw out Luis Gonzalez when he was on base at the beginning of the game in this second inning. Overall, Braves did well. Orlando Arcia comes up big once again, getting his second walk-off of the year. Braves win 2-1 in Atlanta. Moving on to Luis Robert having a big game against the Blue Jays in Chicago tonight. The game's not over, but the White Sox are leading 8-5 in the top of the ninth. Robert has gone 2-for-4 with one home run, two RBIs, one run scored, bringing his average to 298, his OPS to 760 on the year. He has four hard hit balls through that game. Robert has been improving and having a great June thus far. In his last 10 games, he's averaging 333, slugging 378, the weighted on base average of 329, a WRC plus of 118, 15 hits and 48 plate appearances. No home runs, but 9 runs scored and 9 RBIs with 3 stolen bases. 10 games before that, he's batting 233, slugging 279 with a weighted on base average of 235, not doing as hot, much higher K rate and no walks. Tomorrow, Byron Buxton and the Minnesota Twins face off against Aaron Saval. And the Cleveland Guardians in Minnesota. Joe Ryan is pitching for the Twins, but Byron Buxton, I think, is due for a big game. In the past 10 games, Buxton is batting 297, slugging 892 with a weighted on base average of 522 and a WRC plus of 253. 7 home runs, 10 runs scored, 10 RBIs. 10 games before that, wasn't doing as hot, but still pretty well. Batting 263, slugging 421 with a weighted on base average of 342 and a WRC plus of 126. 10 hits and 43 plate appearances, only one home run in that 10-game stint. But the reason I think that Byron Buxton's going to do well is he's facing Aaron Saval. He's had 3 plate appearances this year against him, 1 home run, going 1-for-3. I think a lot of the other Twins are going to perform as well, but Byron Buxton especially against right-handed pitching this year. Buxton has been doing amazing. He has 12 home runs against right-handed pitching versus 7 against lefties. Batting .227, 23 RBIs, 23 runs scored. He's a good matchup against righties. And Aaron Civale has been having an okay season. But this will be his first outing in the major league since May 20th due to a thigh injury. He's been rehabbing in AAA Columbus. Coming back against a hard-hitting Twins team in Minnesota is a tough matchup for anyone, but I'm excited to see what Byron Buxton does tomorrow. Moving on to the Cardinals and Brewers that are playing tomorrow. It's an interesting matchup for the pitchers with Jack Flaherty pitching for St. Louis and Chichi Gonzalez pitching for the Brewers, two right-handers. This will be Flaherty's second start of the season, whereas it'll be Gonzalez's third start of the season. Each have given up a handful of hits in their last few starts. Specifically, Flaherty, I think, will be targeting around 75 pitches or so, is what I read. Either way, these teams are some hard-hitting teams. You know, you got Brendan Donovan, who's been doing very well lately for the Cardinals. In his last 10 games, he's batting .341, slugging .463 with a weighted on base average of .400 and WRC plus of .162. 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs. It's a good look for anybody. In the 10 games before that, he was batting .333, 2 with a .417 slugging average and .379 weighted on base average. Paul Goldschmidt, on the other hand, does well against right-handed pitching. 13 home runs, averaging .317 with a weighted on base average of .417 this year. I'm anticipating a high-scoring game where Redbirds end up pulling it out against the Brewers. But we'll see, and that'll be a good matchup. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it with friends, subscribe to it. Leave us some feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.